Welcome to the First Year Dad Podcast. My name is TJ Lasig. I have just recently become a dad, and on this podcast, I am sharing my journey each week during my first year of the dad life. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the First Year Dad Podcast, week 7. Can't believe it. 7 weeks already in the books. Approaching Liam's 2-month birthday here. Time is absolutely flying by. This past weekend, we had our first wedding of the year. Christina's sister, Michelle, got married. So congratulations to Michelle and Tommy. It was a lovely, lovely evening and weekend all around. So going to talk through that on this episode. We took Liam to the wedding. Fun experience there. Kid's been traveling a bunch these first couple of weeks of his life. He's lots of car trips and lots of nights sleeping out, which I think is a good thing early on. But yeah, so I had the wedding, and then also golf season in full effect here. Weather's turning a corner in Philly. Had my 3-week Twilight League that started last week, and always want to talk about some golf on this podcast. We'll touch on that at the end. Follow me on Instagram at TJ_Lasig. That's TJ_LASSIG. Subscribe to the podcast, all that good stuff. Okay, diving right on in. Wedding weekend 2024. On the last episode of the podcast, we talked about the bachelorette party that Christina attended and that Liam and I crashed at the winery. Well, this was the main event this time around, April 19th, 2024, the wedding between Michelle and Tommy. And it was an awesome weekend all around. As I said in the intro, another weekend and another car ride in the books for Liam, and a double overnight stay this time. So the wedding was on Friday night. On Thursday, we headed over to Christina's parents' house because we had the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner and all of that. So went to their house. I stayed there and watched Liam as all of them went to the church for the rehearsal. And then we had one of the neighbors come by and watch Liam during the dinner so I could go to that, which was super nice. And then just had Liam sleeping in the room with us there. Same setup that we've had previously, bringing the kind of pack and play bassinet with us, putting him right next to us in the bed. Slept no issues. Next day, Friday, wake up. This was wedding day. All of the bridesmaids were getting ready, doing their hair, all of that in the house. And I just kind of hung out and watched the little fella, make sure that he was occupied, make sure that he wasn't fussing, anything like that. Christina was around too, so it's not like I had him totally on my own. But that was Friday morning. And then my parents came and watched Liam for the duration of the wedding. The setup we've got here is that, so this was Christina's sister's wedding. My sister's wedding is coming up later in the summer. And then we're going to do the opposite, where Christina's parents are going to watch Liam while we go to that wedding. So I got them all set up, taught them. It's kind of the first time that they were going to really have the baby alone. So ran through all of the basics, how to take apart and put up the bed or bassinet, how to do the car seat and the stroller, and all the things that I've been learning over the last 2 months. And it's funny because I feel like a lot of the gadgets that come with having a kid, once you get the hang of them, they're super easy. And really, you know, easy to put together, to take apart. But if you don't know what you're doing, it's definitely not the most intuitive. I feel like everything has random buttons that you have to kind of press, or, oh, you know, pull this leg up and then move it in. So I was giving them all the tricks of the trade. And then they dropped me off at the wedding. And then they took the little guy, got all set up in the hotel, and Yeah, that was the first time that we, again, truly like left him alone, not only with other people. He'd been alone with other people before, but driving in the car, taking big steps every single week here, taking steps. Went to the wedding ceremony, beautiful ceremony, of course. And then my parents brought Liam over to the venue afterwards to take some pics. We got him this cute little baby tux outfit that was really sweatpants. Also, petition to make this a thing for grown adults. I mean, come on. Give me some joggers with a vest and a bow tie. Sign me up for that outfit. Liam was looking fly and looking comfy. So I was a little bit jealous of his outfit there. But it was nice. We were able to get lots of pictures, not just of the whole family, but also with Liam in the mix there. I feel like those will definitely be memories that we look back on. And he was there at the very, very beginning of cocktail hour. Got to meet some people that maybe hadn't seen him before. But then we rushed him on out of there before things got too crazy, because this wedding was no joke. There were, I think, like 280 people there, something like that. Lots and lots of people there, which was fantastic. I am all for a big party, and it was a really great time there. In some ways, it was funny. I said this to Christina. I was like, it felt like it was our wedding for a little bit there, because during the cocktail hour, we were seeing a lot of people that, I don't know, Christina grew up with from home, neighbors, family, friends, aunts and uncles, all of that kind of thing, and all people that we have not seen since having the baby. So we were getting a lot of congratulations. How's Liam? How's your sleep? Yada, yada, yada. Very nice of everyone, of course. Very, very nice. But I did answer. You know, we had the same conversation a couple times, but hey, that happens. You know, that's part of the duty. You stick in there, you have the convos, and luckily for us, we got nothing but good news to report, because Liam's doing great. We're doing great. Sleep is doing well. What more could you ask for? And wedding night, absolute blast. I always have a good time at a wedding. They had a band. Band was amazing. Christina was the maid of honor, gave a fantastic speech. She did a really nice job there. So go, Christina. Little golf clap for that one. But maybe the best part of the night for us was that we, for the first time, slept without a baby in our room all night long. At the hotel, we were able to get conjoined rooms with my parents. So rather than having Liam sleep in our room, we had him sleep right next door with my mom and dad. They took care of feeding him overnight. And I'll tell you what, it really was nice to be able to go to sleep and then not have to wake up in the middle of the night to feed a baby. Yeah, like I said, he's been sleeping great, but you still can't replace the fact that you don't always get to have 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep straight. And I was able to get that on Friday night, which was very, very nice. I'm not gonna lie. And that was that. Wedding number one of the year in the books. Congrats one more time to Michelle and Tommy. Definitely a night that all of us are going to remember. And now we are on to the next. My sister's wedding coming up in July. I'm going to be officiating at that one. Christina had the duties during this wedding. I will have the duties during the next one, and then be getting all of that together. And then we've got the main event later in the year, our very own wedding. Destination wedding in Cancun, Mexico. Pretty pumped about that. Going to be a good time. So wedding season in full effect. Weather's starting to turn around here in Philly. And as I said at the top of the episode, with that comes golf season. That's right. We got to get it going here. And I'll tell you what, I've gotten it pretty good thus far. I'm what, almost 2 months into the dad life here. I've golfed, I think, 5 times already. 5 times now. So that's going pretty well there. We Well, so 2 weekends ago was the Masters. To me, the Masters is always kind of like the de facto signal that golf season is officially here. So had the Masters, one of my buddies, Tom, shout out to Tom, his 1-year-old daughter, Maddie, had her birthday party. Maddie mastered her first year. Very creative birthday party. Love it. One of my favorite things, they had a little bucket that would look like a bucket that you would get at the driving range. And then rather than having golf balls in it, they had Dunkin' Donuts powdered, like, little donut holes. So I thought that was fun and just a fun theme all around. But yeah, we had that. And then opening day at the golf course that I belong to, and right into a little 3-week Twilight League that we have that kicks off the season. Had the first one last Wednesday. Fun little time. Come out of Wednesday nights. We play at 5, just a nice 9 holes. There are 4 different teams, get some different matches going. And I was playing up in the A group this week. I think all 3 other guys that I played with were 2 handicaps. So very good golfers, but I hung in there, held my own, shot at 38, 3 over par on our back 9. It's a par 35. The back 9 at my course is much, much easier than the front, but I will always, always take a 38 all day, every day. So played pretty well there. And then I'm recording this on Sunday now. I got out and played again this morning. Kind of put a nice little bookend on the wedding weekend. And then I got other events coming up later in, mostly in May is when things really heat up. I've got my sister's wedding is coming up, her fiance Shane, his bachelor party, going to be in the Poconos, getting 2 rounds of golf in there. Then we've got this other partners event at my club and all that leading into the club championship, which is taking place at the very end of May, early June. So we're ramping on up there. And shout out to Christina for being so willing to let me go out there and golf. It's funny, actually. I feel like everyone that I've played with when I'm chatting with them and just like, yeah, I just had a kid. They're pretty shocked that I'm already out there on the course. I must give a shout out to Christina. Even this morning, she said late last night, like, hey, you should golf tomorrow since we don't have anything. And this morning again, she was like, you going to go golf today? And if I've learned anything, once that gets put on the table, you got to take advantage of it. So I just headed over to the course solo and then found 2 random guys to meet up with and play. It's pretty windy out there, though. It was tough sledding, but shout out Christina. Absolute best. All the time, but especially when it comes to letting me get it done on the golf course. But, you know, I do my end of the bargain around the house when I'm there, right? So you gotta balance it out. I can't be sitting on the couch all day doing nothing at home and then also expect to go golfing all the time. So I think we've got a good balance going down where, you know, we're all both pulling our weight in different ways, but I really do find it very fortunate that I've been able to get out there on the course and looking forward to continuing. And the worst part about today too is that apparently he was a total menace the whole time I was gone. Come on, Liam, man. You gotta help Dad out here. If I'm gonna be going to the golf course, you gotta be chill at home for Mom. You gotta be nice and relaxed. We can't have it be that when I go golfing, you're a pain at home, and then all of a sudden the golf becomes a little more of a challenge for me. Come on, buddy. We got to work on that, but there we have it. 7 weeks in the books. 2-month birthday coming up very soon. Can't believe it. Kid is just continuing to grow. Having an active first couple weeks of his life, but overall, we're feeling good. Had an awesome family weekend. Have some fun stuff planned in the coming weeks as we get into spring and look forward to summer. Okay, easy enough. that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I'll be back next week. Until then, thanks for listening and see ya.